Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh of Kansas City Christian Faith Center. Welcome to our radio broadcast. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. I pray for everyone in the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. We honor the best gifts of the Holy Spirit to be in operation during this broadcast, especially the gifts of healing. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covenant with you, Father. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, would you please open your Bibles to Hebrews 11? That's Hebrews chapter 11. And we will read our foundational scripture we are using for our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. So if you found Hebrews 11, please go to verse number 6. And I will be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. So if you found Hebrews 11, follow along as I read. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The author of Hebrews explains that faith is mandatory for those who approach him, God. And he rewards not only those who seek him, but those who do good works in the Holy Spirit's power. Now please go to Proverbs chapter 8. That's Proverbs chapter 8. And please go to verse number 17. And it says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Amen. So God is looking for his true worshipers, those who will be committed to diligently seeking after him. God wants those who are sincere and have a wonderful desire to know who he is. Amen. Our last time together, we were discussing how false beliefs come from hearing error and misinformation can affect your faith. False beliefs come from hearing error, misinformation, which can affect your faith. We are conducting what I consider as a Christian Consumer's Report on Christian songs. Now, a Consumer Report is an independent, nonprofit member organization or a person or persons that works side by side with the consumer for truth, transparency, and fairness in the marketplace. And that is what I am attempting to do as we bring truth, transparency, and fairness in the Christian marketplace. We are not here to bash or criticize the singer or writers of these songs, but simply to get you to be aware of what you are hearing, because faith comes by hearing. We want you to be more astute to what you're listening to. Please turn to the book of Psalm 105. The book of Psalm 105. Now, when you found it, please go to verse 13 through 15. And it says, when they went from one nation or people to another, from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no one of them to do wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointing and do my prophets no harm. So we're not here to touch any of these prophets or do them any harm. These songs and these singers are anointed by God to sing praises of worship to his name, and we dare not, and I repeat, we dare not touch them. That is for God and God alone to do the correction. But we can do a consumer's report to make sure what we are hearing lines up with the word of God, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Now, the song we were reviewing comes from a wonderful musician or singer of gospel music. The name of the song is Miracle. It was written by Jonathan Dunn and was sung by one of my favorite gospel artists, Marvin Sapp. Again, I am not attacking the writer or the singer. We're merely doing a Christian consumer report if these songs line up with the word of God. Now, the chorus line of this song, Miracle, says this: it's your time for your miracle. Now, that's the first chorus line. Now, that verse implies that you are next in line for your miracle, does it not? Well, let me ask you a question, and I'd like you to think with me for a moment. Have you ever been to a store, mostly supermarkets, and you want to buy some meats, and you have to take a number to get in line and wait for your number to be called? And then once your number's called, you go up to the counter and you order your meats or whatever you're ordering. When they call your number, it's your time to be waited on. Well, God never said in his word that we should be experiencing a miracle. Now, we know that miracles do happen, and they happen in today's arena. But we are New Testament believers. We are commanded to walk by faith. Go with me to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Again, that's Romans, chapter 1. Now, when you found it, let's go to verse 17. And it says, for in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. So, we as Christians, we are commanded to live by faith. Now, let's go to Romans 4, please. Romans 4. And we're going to read verse 11 and 12. And it says, and he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also, and the father of circumcision to those who not only are the circumcised, but who also walk in the steps of faith which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. So we are, number one, required to live by faith, as we've seen that in Romans 1:17. Here in Romans 4, we see we are to walk by faith. So we are required to live and walk by faith, not by a miracle. Now, if you want to stand on your faith for a miracle, that's on you. I will not stop you from doing that. I am simply telling you what the Word of God commands us to do. It says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Now, please think with me for a moment. If we are depending on a miracle for our spiritual guidance and blessings, then what do we need the Bible for? Why do we need it? We can throw the Bible away and wait for the miracle. No, that is not what the Word says. It tells us to walk by faith. It tells us to live by faith and not by sight. And a miracle is a sight, not faith. And let me tell you something else. Miracles are not for the believer, but for the unbeliever. What miracles really are? They are God's advertisement for who he is. It shows his awesome power and omniscience of who he is. So we as believers, we don't have to see a miracle because we are believers and we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, we've already looked at the first course of it, says that it is time for your miracle. And we know that, miracles are not for the believer. Now, let's read the lead stanza of this particular song. And it says, you press your way in the midst of the crowd. Come in anyway, even though you weren't allowed. Now, listen to that. And remember, faith comes by hearing. And the scripture tells us we must be careful how we hear, and we must be careful what we hear. Now, that stanza says, you press your way in the midst of the crowd. Come in anyway, even though you weren't allowed. So God is not allowing you in? Is that what they're saying? That phrase, come in anyway, even though you weren't allowed, again, it implies that God only allows certain ones to enter into his presence. Well, let's see if that lines up with the Word of God. Please go to Matthew chapter 11. That's Matthew chapter 11. And we're going to read and see if that phrase, come in anyway, even though you weren't allowed. You know, before we read Matthew 11, you remember when we were children, I remember when I was in high school, we would go to house parties on the weekends. And some parties we got invited to, some parties we didn't. And the parties, some of the parties that we didn't get invited to, we showed up anyway. And we knocked on the door and our name was down on the list. So we weren't allowed to come in. But is that what Jesus is telling us? To come in anyway, even though you were not allowed? Let's see what the Word of God says about this. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. It says, come to me all. Come to me all. Come to me all, you who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and I will find rest for you. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. So, how can you believe that, hey, you can come anyway, even though you aren't allowed? But Jesus says, come to me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden. So the question I might ask is, what's left out of all? You're absolutely correct. Nothing. So we part of the people that can come to Jesus anyway, because he says, come all. So again, this stanza that says, come in anyway, even though you weren't allowed, it implies the wrong thing. It does not line up with the word of God. Now go to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Come in anyway, even though you weren't allowed. So Jesus is only allowing certain people in. Interesting. If you found John 6, let's go to verse 35 to 37. And it says, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the ones who come to me I will by no means cast out. He said he will by no means cast out. So that tells me that that verse or that stanza of the song is incorrect. It doesn't line up. God is not refusing anybody. You can come to him just as you are. So God will receive you no matter what the situation you are in. He said he will by no means cast you out. Amen. That's good news, people. I don't know about you, but that really excites me. Amen. Now, I am not attacking the song or the singer. I just want you to be aware how Satan operates and how he can cleverly come into the church by what we hear. If you constantly hear that your miracle is for you and it is waiting for you, then that is what you're going to have faith for. A miracle rather than living by faith. Now, my mother in the faith, Dr. Betty, believed a miracle for her challenge when she had cancer, but it didn't happen. She realized that it was her faith that moved the Spirit of God, and it brought her through the fire and through the water. And so the same way that Dr. Betty believed for her healing, and she's been healed free of cancer for about the last 30 years, praise be to God, the same God that healed her, guess what, will heal you. Because our God is not a respecter of persons. Amen. And she is alive and well today because God is not a respecter of people. What he does for one, he's obligated by his word to do for another. Amen, amen, amen. I just want to show you through those two songs how we must be careful what we hear, and we must be careful how we hear and make sure that it lines up with the word. Now, if you hear something that is not in line with God's word, you just correct it in your spirit and move on. Don't get hung up with it. Don't let Satan do that to you. Just thank the Father and correct it and move on. God is not in the condemning business, but he's in the victory business. Amen. He's in the victory business. He want you. Matter of fact, you've already have the victory. You just have to go out by faith and receive it. Amen. Remember, Faith is the key that unlocks all the spiritual promises and doors for us. Now, before we move on to our next segment of study, I want to summarize what we have already found out about faith. All right, number one, faith is always now. So it's always in the present tense. It's not future or it's not past tense, but it is always now. Faith is the substance, the materiality, the tangibility of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence or proof of things not perceived by your senses. Repeat that. Faith is the evidence or proof of things not perceived by your senses. In order to walk by faith, you have to leave the realm of your senses. You have to walk by God's word, because God's word, when proclaimed, causes faith to come, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Now, please turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And when you're there, please go to verse number 18. And it says, "While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Amen. Now, remember, faith is the evidence of things not seen. In this verse, we have the word seen, S-E-E-N again. Now, you have to be careful, because you do not want to be tempted to regulate this to the area of our visual perception, because we are such a sensory perception people. And so let's don't make that mistake. We do not want to regulate this to the area of our visual perception. Now, First Lady Dr. Michelle and I, we have had the privilege to travel all over the world and minister the word of God. And we have found that people are the same, whether they white, black, brown, or whatever, people of other ethnicities are all the same. And they are making the same mistakes in the reference to faith. Now, many people start out in a blaze of glory, expounding the message of faith, and then all of a sudden, they stop. All of a sudden, they stop. They go completely opposite and begin to shoot the faith message down, because they do not really understand it. They do not take time to really hear. They got excited about the things that faith will produce, and they have not taken the time to develop their faith so that it is a way of life and not just a way of getting things. Faith is a way of life. Remember, we read earlier where it says, "The just shall live by faith." If you make faith a way of life, then things will take care of themselves. If you make faith a way of life, then the things will take care of themselves. Please go to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. That's Matthew, chapter 6. And let's see what the word of God says about these things. Matthew 6, beginning with verse number 25. And it says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will put on it. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? It says, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to your stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the birds, the lilies of the field, how they grow. They gather tall nor gain. Well, you know what? I am just about out of time for this teaching, but please join us next week where we continue our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. And I tell you, we would love to have you to join us every Sunday too for our Sunday teaching at Kansas City Christian Faith Center. Please go to our website at kccfc.net and get the information how you can call in and join us. But until then, remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.